So here we go. Since I've been using the iPad 2 for a very long time, I hadn't really noticed, and because the iTunes movie store wasn't available in this country, I hadn't really noticed the problem of having a device which would be able to transmit just 720p. Now, obviously, with the launch of the iTunes movie store, I am feeling the need to go for a display which obviously has a better processor. A device which has a better processor. iPad 4 obviously is that device. And the other thing is, well, right now it's kind of expensive. And because I don't really want to go for the 16 gig version, because it's just too restrictive in every way. And apps for Retina displays are getting so very big. I mean, they're running into GBs. I think a 16 gig isn't really a very good choice right now. I think Apple should start marketing the 32 gig version as the base model with the next one. Just my perception. And finally, I would say that my iPhone also needs an upgrade. I need a larger phone, but I don't really want to give up on the Apple experience now that it is so very... I would say it has come to India, the Apple experience, minus the retail stores, obviously. The thing is, the iPhone 5 isn't perfect. I heard that, you know, it is scratch prone. The screen is good, but I'm not really a huge fan of the taller display rather than a more rectangular display. I really love the Android way of doing things when it comes to larger displays. Not by going humongously large, like 5.5 inches. I don't want that. But around, I think 4.5 inches is pretty good. And if Apple could come up with a square device, which is around 4.5 inches, it would really, really, really please me. And I would buy that instantaneously without even thinking. And I think that goes for a lot of people. That was when it comes to Apple devices. I have been playing a lot of games of late, and I will talk about it in the next one. I am really, really sorry if this is getting completely cluttered. That is because of the Audioboo restriction, and I really don't want to go for a pro account of Audioboo because it's just expensive, really. And it doesn't really make sense since I'm not really earning anything from this. So thank you for listening.